Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, my name is Vex X, and this is the Vex on Vex podcast. We are joined, as always, with Robot.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
In the news as we record this.
Yes. I was up when he posted it. I was like, what?
So what explain to the listening public what
Okay, so this is what happened. He basically almost had what was called the Widowmaker. It is a certain artery. I forget which artery
it's
called.
And when it collapses, you die.
Yeah, that's it. You just drop. And there's no coming back
and
from
that. And he had 100% blockage.
Yeah, 100%
and
blockage.
They caught it. He went to the hospital, and they put a stent right in him.
Yeah.
Which he could have died on the table.
Yes.
And he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive. Live and kicking.
Are you freaked out by this?
Yeah, it freaked me out because, I mean, he's supposed to be doing the TV show of Sam and Twitch.
I'm sorry. You're upset because he might have died and couldn't make a TV show you wanted to watch? Is that what our concern is?
That
sir?
Came out wrong.
Okay.
That came out so
That's
wrong.
It's okay. No. I just want to express to the world.
No.
No, hold on. This is important. Robot's thoughts and opinions are solely his and not backed by the Vex on Vex podcast. I love Kevin Smith.
No, I love Kevin Smith,
and I'm
too.
Glad he's alive. I'm just kidding. No,
yeah, I totally fucked that up. I'm sorry.
No, it's you didn't fuck anything up. We be honest. I'm
no.
just saying.
No, I mean, yeah, it kind of freaked me out because he's like a big part of the community of like geeks and stuff.
The community of geeks and stuff.
Nerds.
No, man, he's a great fucking director.
Yes, he is.
He's a great podcaster.
Great writer. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And a good comedian.
No, not a good comedian, but a great storyteller.
Yes.
I personally, I heard him do a live podcast in Philadelphia a few months ago with a friend of mine named Christian. It was a very fun evening. But as someone who makes a podcast, by the way, we are podcasters
yes,
now.
Yes,
I don't know
yes.
if you picked up on that.
Yes,
this,
I know we
this
are.
This is us. We're
this is us.
Episode six.
Six? God damn.
6 hours. Yeah. The point I'm trying to make and what I'm trying to say is that he's just a nice fucking guy.
Yeah.
And for him to have dropped at 47 years old, which is not old.
Yeah, that's not old.
Did it freak you out?
What yeah, it freaked me out because, you know, that you start to know, okay, my life's not, you know... mortality is
real.
Real, yeah.
This isn't finite.
Yeah, this is not
or it
finite.
Is finite. It's not
it
infinite.
Is finite, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever went and had a real physical in your 40s?
No.
That's bad stuff. Now, you partied in your 20s.
Oh, yes, I did.
And in your 30s.
Yes,
bit.
Yes, yes.
So all that stuff is bad.
Yeah, I know.
You got to get your heart checked.
You're I know.
You like smoking like a chimney.
No, I don't. I vape.
You no, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to be ignorant. I don't really know what the fuck.
Okay, vaping is completely different.
Explain.
I mean, I smoked for 25 fucking years.
Ah, fucking. Not years. Yeah. 25 fucking years.
And I finally, you know, my wife's good friend, his mutual buddy. Well, actually, they're mutual friends.
Man,
both
you
of them.
Are. Who cares? There's,
anyway, somebody turned
vaping.
Me on the vape and they opened a vape shop. I went there and boom, that was it.
But why? What's the difference?
The difference is I got my energy back. I started to taste a lot of things better. You know, like it went from SD to freaking like HD. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like life.
Yeah, life went to, you know, went to HD. And same with like eating food. I was tasting, you know, the salt more. I was tasting the pepper more. But I was able to play with my kid without going, hold on, guy. Bad guy, catch his breath. You know?
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, yes, I'm very pro to it. Pro to vaping.
Pro vaping is awesome. The thing of it is, I'm not a smoker. I don't understand conceptually what the difference is between a smoker, which you were, and now you're a vapor.
Yeah.
How does it work? What does it do? What
okay,
happens?
Okay, with cigarettes, you're actually
lighting
a cigarette up, and you're burning with
carcinogens.
Vaping. Yeah, carcinogens
that
and everything.
That go into your lungs.
Yeah, it's not just, you're not just getting, you know, tobacco and that's it.
It's all the shit that they
put. It's all the shit that they put. They put the tobacco leaves into a bath. It's like a slurry.
Slurry.
It's like a slurry of chemicals.
No,
and shit.
They're all. I know there's carcinogens in there that are just detrimental
beyond
the tobacco. Like the whole burning process, they want to make it last. They burn quicker. Remember, so you got to buy more cigarettes. I know about that.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What
the difference is
do?
You got four different. It's basically a direct way of getting that nicotine. Nicotine has been proven as just as dangerous as caffeine. You know. And caffeine is not that dangerous.
Caffeine constricts your heart, though.
Well,
no, that's a fucking medical fact.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
So we're getting past being young men.
Yeah.
Kai could do anything he fucking wants. He's 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to pretty much be bulletproof. Coffee, if he was to fuck around with cigarettes, which you hope he doesn't.
No.
But like, he'd be fine. Your wife still smokes, though.
Yeah, she still smokes.
I smelled it when we were there the other day.
Yeah.
Why has she not swept a vape?
She has tried.
Or switched.
Yeah, she has tried, but she doesn't want to deal with it.
Explain, sir.
Okay, so with a vape, with certain vaping,
yes,
you start to deal with like electricity and everything.
Okay.
So how much wattage you want to give it, how much voltage, depending on the batteries and everything that you're using.
Okay.
And there's what they call the sweet spot, where every drag tastes great. You know, you're getting all the flavor from whatever flavor you decide to put in your tank.
Sure.
Or if you're dripping. And the thing is, I told her, you got to mess around with it. And she's like, I can't get no taste out of this, you know?
Okay.
Two, she doesn't like sweets and candy. She only wants, like, what she basically said was, I was okay with the peppermint. That was one, but she didn't want to try.
Okay.
Yeah, no, plain and simple. Yeah.
But she's been smoking her whole life, too.
Yeah, she's been, well, no, but it was basically my fault.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, when I started, when I met her, she would smoke, but it was like one or two cigarettes a day.
Okay.
And now she's like up to half a pack a day, three quarters of a pack a day.
That's not even that bad, though, is it? I remember when we were a kid, like, grandparents were like two pack a day smokers and shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, I used to smoke a whole pack a day.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it is like addictive. I mean, I've never smoked ever. I'll tell you the story. So Steve Cambion, man, he comes up a lot in these fucking podcasts. he was my best friend when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You might remember.
That yeah.
I called us the Three Musketeers. You referred to us as the Three Stooges.
Stooges, yeah.
I didn't agree.
Okay, that's
I was
fine.
Much cooler than I was kidding.
Nah.
So we were three little jerk-offs hanging out together, and he smoked like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
and
he did.
I bus tables when I was a junior and senior in high school at that
time. I remember.
Harvard Georgia G's.
Yep.
Paid really well. I liked that job. One night, I went into the men's room to wash my hands before I went home. I was changing my clothes, and I was going to go out. It was Friday night or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a brand new pack of Marlboro Reds still wrapped in the cellophane that somebody left on the sink. He must have just gotten out of the cigarette machine, went in, took a leak, put them on the sink.
And
obviously,
he
didn't wash his hands, and he left. So I was in there washing my hands, and I was like, all right. And that night, I must have been 15, walking home from the job, I opened the pack. I was going to give them to Steve. That's why I took them.
That
was his brand. I was like, fuck it. And I lit it,
mm-hmm.
and I inhaled it in successfully, and I'm not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a hammer had hit my lungs from the inside of my chest. Like, it was like, boom!
Yeah.
It was dramatic. I didn't like it. I exhaled. I put that fucking cigarette right out. I dropped it on the ground and gave the fucking pack to Steve.
Yeah.
I did not, and I know I wanted to be a singer. I was trying to be a vocalist.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
The concept of just inhaling smoke on the regular upset me tremendously.
Yeah.
And how did you start smoking? As a kid.
15 years old.
Same
I was
age.
With yeah, I was with a bunch of you know, grade schoolers. They were basically, you know, like the bad guys. And I was hanging around with them little here and there.
Okay.
And one of them smoked, and they were like, we right across the street from my mom's house, like right where the junk place was.
Yeah.
That place, there was an alley there. So we all went into the alley, and they gave me the cigarette, and one of the kids was kind of like keeping an outlook. And as I was taking a drag, I didn't know that you had to inhale, and one of them goes, dude, your mom's coming.
Nothing. That's how you fucking inhale.
That's how I inhaled, and I was hooked immediately because,
wow.
Like, I exhaled.
Not immediately.
Not immediately because I couldn't smoke in front of my parents. But my parents didn't, like, bitch me out or throw me down in the basement.
Senior year, when you and I were hanging out a lot, your senior year,
mm-hmm.
I was a junior, you were smoking a lot.
Yeah, I was.
Like, you were just a regular smoker.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, there was a smoking portion of our high school, wasn't there?
Yeah.
You were at the back door
and
had like ashtrays set up, which is just fucking madness if you think
about
it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there was a smoking section at a Catholic high school.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. And you could just go there and you could smoke
your cigarette
during
your
break. Man, a lot of smoking in the fucking boys' room. That's like the Motley Crue tune, which is
really
the Brownsville Station song. But that's real. That all
That all happened.
So all right, you smoked Camels. Was that
I started with Marlboros.
Okay.
But here's the weird thing. Marlboros actually was making my chest feel like it was on fire. So I dropped the Marlboros and I went to go find a different cigarette. But see, for a while I was jumping back and forth to try to find my favorite cigarette, and I was doing the hardcore, like I was doing Lucky Strikes, Pall Mall,
no filters. My God.
Then
man.
I did the Camels for a while. And I stuck with the camels for, I would say, I don't know, probably 6 months. And then they finally did the, the filtered ones. Well, it was Camel Wides when they came out. That was it. I was stuck to them, and I smoked them all the way up to the last day.
Now, was that like the taste that got you? Like, what was it?
They were smooth, but they gave me my kick. You know, yeah. If you want to say,
I don't know what that means.
They gave me my. They were a satisfaction kind of thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandmother, a hardcore woman, was a Pall Mall smoker her entire fucking life till the end.
Yeah, that was my grandfather. My grandfather was a Camel guy.
My grandmother had a plastic case that would go over the cigarette pack that had an indentation you could put matches inside of it. Do you remember that?
Oh, nice.
Case?
Yeah.
It was clear plastic.
I had a metal one.
You had a metal one.
I had a metal one.
You're like, I'm heavy.
I gotta have the metal.
Did your parents smoke?
No. Mom smoked before I was born,
so you
a little
never
bit.
Saw that.
Never saw that. My dad tried it a couple times.
As a fireman, you would figure he would never fucking smoke.
Yeah.
So many of these fires that he went to were set by people smoking on the
exactly.
couches
yeah.
and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ashes fall, they fall asleep.
And that's it.
Both my parents smoked like fucking chimneys. Chimneys, bro.
I know.
How do you don't know? Did you hang out with my mom? I'm just kidding.
No.
Where you're like, hey, I got some cigarettes for you.
I got some cigarettes.
No, but so you did.
Yeah.
And so I hated it. I remember being like 13 years old, I get up. And remember when you're like that age where you finally start sleeping in, kind of like what Kai is doing now?
Yeah.
You sleep the whole fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And you get up at 2 o'clock and your parents are just sitting in the kitchen. Dude, I'd get up in the morning on Saturday morning. They'd be drinking copious amounts of coffee, reading the newspaper, and just power smoking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't even cook breakfast. This fucking smells like death in our goddamn kitchen. And they're like, well, it's our house. If you don't like it, get your own house. And they keep smoking. And I'm like, no, this is cancer causing. Like, I don't care. I don't have cancer. I'm sure the dialogue wasn't like that, but in my head, they didn't give a fuck, though. They were like, well, we paid the bills. We're going to smoke in our goddamn kitchen.
House, yeah.
Fuck off, you know? I never dealt with that. Like, my first wife was smoking kind of when I met her. And then once we like moved in together and got married, she never smoked. She quit. And like, I'm lying. I lived with a smoker once. Her name was Marie.
Okay.
It was the second woman I ever lived with, or was it the third? Man, I get around. It was the third woman I ever lived with, and she would smoke in the basement before we went to bed at night.
Yeah.
You kick her downstairs. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, I know you
don't. I don't know, man. I don't know. Did you ever date a non-smoker in the arc of your life before you were married? Or were they always smoker girls?
No, they were all smoker girls, most of them. I think maybe one, but no. I'm going through the memory.
Remember the girl, the cunt girl from episode one?
Yeah.
Did the cunt girl smoke?
Yes, the cunt girl smoked.
Cunt girl.
And then she quit, and then she told me I had to quit, and then I used to sneak it. There were so many times I had a couple that did quit, and they were like, you're not allowed to smoke. So what I would do is I'd go to the local store, buy Listerine, and buy a pack of smokes, and then I'd smoke as much as I wanted and just douse, you know, literally drink.
What gets you, if you're a non-smoker, is that it's on your clothing.
I know.
So if my stepson ever gets it in his fucking head that he's going to smoke, I have two ways to catch him. You know how you can never get it off your hands? That smell?
Yeah, that smell.
I know that because I'm an old man. So if he comes home, give me your fucking hands.
You
motherfucker. You know what I mean?
But you are smoking.
So I'm going to catch him on that, I hope. But the bottom line, or I hope he doesn't smoke. Let's say
Yeah.
How did – why? Why did you do it for so long? Didn't you know it was bad for you? Like, what was it
about? I knew. And I quit. I tried quitting like a million times. I did the patches. I did the gum. I did the freaking lozenges. I did what else? I did cold turkey. Always something stressed me out. And it was like, I found one. And it would be maybe like a shorty.
Yeah.
And I would just light it up and just get at least two or three. And then that was it. And then I would be like, fuck it. I'm walking to the store. I'm getting a pack.
Has your wife tried to quit?
Yeah, she has tried to quit. She tried the patches. She tried the gum. She did the vaping for a little bit. She still has all the vaping equipment. I'm like, Jules, you should really think about, you know, experimenting with different juices and stuff. But she doesn't. She's like, I don't want an instruction booklet on how to quit smoking. She's like, I want something that I can throw in my mouth or be able to do without playing around with, you know, all the settings and
but
everything.
It makes sense. I hear that.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot
of
effort to fucking, you know what I mean?
It's not. Once you find your sweet spot, you don't have to worry about
it
ever
again. You know that we're too old to be hipsters,
I know that.
And these fucking hipsters love vaping. Now, I read somewhere, I don't know if this is accurate,
mm-hmm.
you could get popcorn lung. Now, are you aware of this?
It's been told. It's been told. You got to understand something.
Yes.
The cigarette companies want the FDA. They've been trying to get the FDA to literally stop vaping. There's all this bureaucracy.
Is it misinformation?
It's all misinformation.
I mean, you're pretty hardcore.
No.
No, but listen, you've been smoking for decades and you're not dead. And you've lucked out. You didn't get cancer, which is really awesome.
What I was scared was mostly everybody in my family, they quit smoking, and 3 years down the line, then they quit. They would freaking come down with cancer.
Now, the number is now, if you get past a decade of quitting, the theory or the FDA or whatever, if you can make it 10 years, you won't get cancer from that.
Yeah.
It's a 10-year process.
Yeah, I'm about to hit four.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm not issues. No issues whatsoever.
But then you got someone like Kevin Smith, which is here's our fucking segue back. That guy could have died. Now, I don't know if you know the story. He had two sets that night he was doing performances. Yeah. He did the first performance, and he was like throwing up kind of. He didn't feel good.
He's sweating buckets. He started feeling heaviness in his chest, and he threw up. And then he was like, I'm going to do the second show. And they were like, no, you really should go to the doctor. So he did, because he would have dropped dead on stage.
They say he wouldn't have lived. The doctor told him if you did the second show
he would have dropped dead.
And that there was no saving you. Yeah. That was it. You were dead.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I know. It really brings to, reality hits you and it's like, shit, I could drop dead and I don't even know it.
I got to be honest with you. We all have to die.
Yeah.
Life is finite.
Yep.
If I have to die anyway, I would love to just drop and be gone.
Exactly.
I don't want to linger. I don't want hospital visits. I don't want medications.
Hospice.
None of that shit. Like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. My mom did that. She got sick on Wednesday. She was dead by Monday. No pain, no drama. That's how you do
instantaneous.
It.
Instantaneous.
Not instantaneous, but fucking pretty close. And it's that's close how you to do it, man. Like, I don't know. It's a deep thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But As we were talking off mic briefly, you asked me about my business, what we do for work.
Yeah.
We're a roofing company, and you asked us if we were we used to be a restoration company. Like, so if you had a flood in your kitchen or you wanted a new kitchen or break a bathroom
We
did all that stuff. The reason I stopped doing that is I am not good at – anybody can install sheetrock. If you look around the room that we're in, this is a sheetrock room, right? You have to then tape it and sand it. It is not in my skill set to sand it perfectly where it looks perfect. And I had a guy who did it, and then I lost the guy who did it. So without that guy in your life, you can't go in people's houses and take thousands of dollars.
And then,
but I can stop the fucking thing from leaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to work. And that's kind of why I love roofing. Like, you just make sure it's fucking tight. The reason I bring that up is every day I go to work, I could fall off a ladder and die. And I know that. Like, I just got to keep at it. 3 years ago now, I think, King Sam, which is my guitar player, was helping us. We were working. We were doing a roof in the dead of winter. So it was a little over 3 years ago. It was really cold. It was a snowy day. We're doing a full install of a roof. And the guy, the technician who was working for me, sets up the second ladder. We took one ladder up to the top level. Then we went two more levels up. So now we're like three in the air, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
But from the one I was on to two to go up is the next spot. He sets the ladder up in snow. And I'm like, listen, the fucking snow is going to melt here. And this fucking ladder, he's like, dude, it'll be fine. And he goes right up the ladder. And I'm like, all right, I guess it's fine. Sam goes up the ladder. I go up the ladder. I go down to get more materials like 20 minutes later.
Oh, Jesus.
And the fucking ladder flew. And I just dropped two stories. Boom! No. So I dropped two stories. I land on all fours. I grab my balls. They're fine. I touch my face. Nothing hurts. I get up. Nothing happened. Not a scratch.
Oh, my God.
I picked up the fucking ladder. I took it out of the snow, and I went right back to work. That's how you fall.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. So that could have been bad. Because when a ladder kicks like that, it can land on top of you, and that's when you could break a rib or break a neck or something creepy. So I think about this all the time. And I was dating at the time, who's now my wife, and I just texted her. I'm like, hey, I just fell two stories. And she was at work, so she gets it like 10 minutes later, and she's calling me, but I couldn't answer.
Yeah.
I'm climbing ladders and shit.
Yeah.
So she was very upset that I didn't go, oh, I'm fine, by the way. I didn't mention that part in the text.
Oops.
But yeah, the job that I do every single day, that's why you get paid well. Mm-hmm. Roofing's not hard. Fucking roofing 50 feet in the air is hard.
Yeah.
Getting 50 feet in the air, and that's the whole trick to it. So I don't know. I think about it. I think about passing away. But I go to the gym constantly.
Yeah.
And I stopped eating copious amounts of sugar.
Yeah.
And then I call it the off season. We're very busy in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then fall, we're still busy. Winter's dead, which is good. I like it.
Yeah.
I really, really focus on my health in the winter. So I've lost 11 pounds since
Good for you.
Thanksgiving.
Good for you.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rah, you know, I'm getting all ready for the summer. But then I'll tell you what happens. You spend all this time in the sun, at least I do, and you just want to fucking hydrate. Sugar and like Gatorade and shit like that is the greatest thing in the world when you're in the sun for extended periods of time. Like, it's very gratifying for you.
Yeah.
But that's when I will pack on weight. Like, we, you ever heard of True Moo chocolate milk?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's Kai's favorite.
Kai knows what's up.
Yeah.
Now, this is not an ad for True Moo, but God damn, it's good. God
we're not
damn.
Sponsored.
What'd you say?
I said we're not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Not yet.
Not yet.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Give us a fucking vape. You know what's interesting about you? Your public, what is it, publicity photo for the Vex on Vex podcast is you with a giant vaping stream coming out
of I know.
Like, that's your photo.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty fucking cool. I'm biting a lady's arm, which is...
I love Starscream.
Yeah. Fucking low class. But yours is fucking cool looking. So are you a vapor? Is that how you think of yourself?
Yeah. Well, no. I just want to stay off smoking. I want to stay off cigarettes. I don't want to go back to it. And now that I've been off it for almost 4 years...
Is that long?
Yeah.
I didn't comprehend
Yeah. I've been off for almost about 4 years now. It's like... I walk into the office when Julie's smoking. And I'm like, oh, I did this shit.
We did the last broadcast at your house a couple weeks ago. And it was nighttime. And that was the really fun one. We were listening to High Caliber and all that cool stuff.
We were down the basement.
And we walked upstairs. You have a giant house, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking Robots is rich, obviously, and has a gigantic mansion of a fucking house. He came into my house like, your house is nice. I'm like, whatever, motherfucker. You could put my house inside your house. Seriously. So we're in this mansion. We go up the steps, and his wife's in this beautiful office, and I could smell the smoke. And I was like, oh, that's what that's like. And I didn't comprehend it in my mind that she smoked. I didn't know why I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was still a smoker.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, every week I'm going to get her cartons of cigarettes. And I'm like, Jules, you got to really.
No, you guys don't know. In Delaware, they're kind of affordable.
No, they're not. They're $71 a carton now.
Do it here, motherfucker. You don't know. There's no taxes in fucking Delaware. Yeah. Like, this shit's crazy. It's like $100 here, isn't it?
I have no clue.
Well, how many? Hold on. There's how many packs to a carton?
10 packs.
So you're paying for 10. So it's $7 a pack. That's not true. It's like $5 a pack in Delaware.
No.
My friends, like, when we work in Delaware, they'll, like, fucking stock up. They smoke American Spirits. Like,
okay, that's why.
Cigarettes. But, yeah.
Yeah, she smokes Camel Platinums. They're, like, the super ultra lights.
So, at your wedding, was it, like, sponsored by Camel?
No. No, we actually got married on our second landing in the foyer.
Oh, that's nice.
Julie had it all set up, like, with Christmas decorations and bells and everything. And it looked glorious. It looked really nice.
It was nice that you invited me to that wedding. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
That.
No, we eloped. We eloped. God damn it. You didn't invite me to yours.
I have a lot of them. Stick around. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be another one. Don't worry. You will eventually get to one of my weddings. They happen often. It's fucked up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it gets all silent. Like, is he kidding? Mathematically, I'm 3 in. Like, I'm fucking 42. I don't know. By 50, there's got to be another one. There has to be. There just has to be. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. So, thoughts and prayers to Kevin Smith.
Yes.
This is a tangent. Bear with me. This is the Vex on Vex show. I go off on tangents.
No, that's fine.
As you may know. I asked you 10 episodes ago or some shit, or 5 episodes ago, do you listen to Opie and Anthony? And you said no.
No.
You never did.
No.
I liked them. They were the afternoon drive. I'd come home from my stupid day job at the time, and they'd be on the radio.
Yeah.
And they were Stern-esque. And I appreciated them sincerely. This is something they did. When they were doing back to mornings, I believe, in New York, and then they were doing it wasn't Sirius. What was it called? The other one,
XM.
Is it XM?
There's XM. Yeah,
so
but
they were XM before there was the merger. Yeah, so they were XM and Stern was Sirius. So they go back to XM, and they'd walk over and they'd do half the show in the morning would be on regular broadcasted radio, and the other half would be on XM. And halfway through. Over explanation. The point is, Tony Danza had a fucking talk show for like half a season once. And they just got a hard-on to fuck with Tony Danza. And he would get on a TV show and he'd be like, you know, they would literally play the audio and then just rip it apart a la Stern, what Stern would do when he was on the part. And he would just be like, hey, you know, it's Tony Danza. Hey, there was a hurricane. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers to everybody who got hurt. And it was just such full of bullshit, right? So they started mocking it. Now, the guy from Opie and Anthony, Anthony Cumia, now has a show with Artie Lang, which I think I told you about before.
Yeah, yeah.
On a completely different network. It's a podcast show. And he's brought back the Thoughts and Prayers reference. Now, Tony Danza's been off the air for 8 years at this point or something insane like that. It was not a good talk show. He wasn't very good at reading copy. It wasn't. Yeah. It was Tony fucking Danza. Which I get. Hey, I want a talk show. Give me the money. I'll show up with me and you. We'll have a fucking blast.
It's me and Robot. How you doing? Welcome to the Vex on Vex show. Did you see the news, Robot?
There you go. See, that's what I got to do. And you got a fucking show. But he would bring up Thoughts and Prayers. Thoughts and Prayers. So I adopted it, and I took it to the TV Dads thing.
Yeah.
And didn't explain where the fuck it's from.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people like you laugh when they hear it, which is nice, actually. But I don't know, man. That's where I got the Thoughts and Prayers thing from. And the reason I bring this up, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? 3 episodes ago, I was like, oh, do you know where that's from? And you were like, no. And I'm like, do you listen to Opie and Anthony? And you said no. And then we never discussed it again.
Yeah.
So my theory, I listen back to the shows, is if I'm leaving them hanging, I want to return. So if you actually listen to this fucking podcast, you'll get all the information eventually.
I know.
There we go.
So
we're going to, I guess we're wrapping up the Kevin Smith section of our show.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
Get well.
Get well soon.
Yes.
Now, as we're recording this, he's running live on Facebook, right?
Yeah, he was running live on Facebook.
So we didn't get to watch
it. No, we did not get to watch it.
But, you know, it'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be there. It'll be pre-recorded.
He's definitely long-winded, you know? So the shit goes on for an hour sometimes when he runs live.
Yeah.
My favorite thing for Kevin Smith personally is I go on YouTube, and when he just addresses audience for more or less like question and answer type of thing and just tells huge fucking stories, I adore that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing with him. Like, he's not a stand-up comedian per se, but he can get on stage and tell funny fucking anecdotes for 2 hours and really entertain the fuck out of the audience.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. Like, you ever hear Henry Rollins do his thing?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of – I had a CD. I still have it, I think, of him doing his, like, live stuff.
And it's not stand-up.
No, it's not stand-up.
Just
it's talking. Yeah.
But it's funny.
Funny.
And it's clever. And that's if I ever get to a live medium, I've – this is so fucked up. The things that I say into these microphones, Robot, I can't even tell you. Like, I think things and don't say them. You know what the EGOT is?
The EGOT, no.
Whoopi Goldberg has an Oscar. She has an Emmy. She has a Tony Award. I think, is that all of them? No. And there's one more. Oscar.
Oscar.
Emmy.
Grammy.
No. Grammy.
Yeah.
That's the G.
There you go.
So if you get all of them, you have an EGOT. You're like a big deal. And anyway, in my head, eventually I would like to try and go for all of them,
which is pretty,
it's never going to happen, but it's like, this is the thing I think about. I want to get a little bit part in a fucking movie somewhere and win an Oscar, or have a song nominated for an Oscar, which counts. If we can get that happening. I want to do a one-man show, which I know sounds fucking ridiculous, where I just tell anecdotes, not unlike us just talking shit.
Yeah.
To an audience. And if I was to ever do it, and get it on Broadway and try to get it produced or something, like a one-man thing, it would be in the vein of what Henry Rollins already does.
Does, yeah.
That's how you do it. Like, I'm not a comedian. I can't go and tell bits.
Yeah.
But I can talk shit.
Yeah, because you have to have segues and all this other stuff to come to the punchline.
But that's the thing. The punchline gets you. Like, I can just tell unfunny things in an unfunny way, and people laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know who said that?
Who?
The guy is Leslie. What the fuck was his first name? He's from the Naked Gun movies.
Oh, yeah. Leslie something.
We're the worst.
Yeah.
We know nothing. They're screaming right now at their fucking
phones. They're screaming at their phones.
We're like, we know his fucking name.
What the fuck is your problem?
We're going to pause.
You losers.
We're going to pause and look him up. Hold on. We're back on the Vex on Vex podcast, but guess what? We actually figured it out with having to look it up.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you a huge fan?
Yeah, I like his stuff. I liked a lot of his stuff. He did what? Was it Police Detective or something? That was a comedy show that he used to do. Or was it? It's something. I forget. It was something with police or detective.
Well, he was a dramatic actor for many, many years. And then as an older man, they put him in Airplane. And he just kind of stole
it. Oh, he was. Yeah.
And then it became a whole thing. The Naked Gun series featuring O.J. Simpson. A prominent athlete in the TV Dads Wrestling podcast universe. Ta-da.
That's
fucking
great.
Oh, that's what I wanted to fucking discuss with you.
Yes.
Okay. Bill Cosby's 42-year-old daughter just died.
Whoa.
Just died. He had a son murdered 20 years ago when the kid was 27. Remember that?
Yeah.
What are your fucking thoughts as a human being on this planet in relation to Bill Cosby?
Oh, my God.
My God.
Where do I start?
In the beginning. All right. I'll start you off. Here's how we'll begin it. I'm not even making this up. When I was a little kid, Bill Cosby himself, that special.
Yes.
came out on VHS.
Yeah.
And we all had just gotten a VCR. VCR, yeah. Your dad and my dad went out and they spent like
$800.
$1,000 or whatever the fuck it was. $800, yeah.
Yeah.
And they did it. Yeah. Which is a lot of fucking money in like 81 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Jesus
and
Christ.
We got a VCR and one of the first tapes we ever got, we rented, was Bill Cosby himself. And I think my dad dubbed it. Because he was like fancy, he had two VCRs.
Yeah,
which annoyed my mother tremendously. I might add.
That's what happened with us. Well, my dad still has that original VCR. It's up in the closet and it still fucking works.
Of course, it's bulletproof. You could shoot that fucker.
And what we used to do was when I had a VCR at my house, and there was movies I wanted, get blank, get hook them up,
and that's what you did. Yeah. So he did that. My dad thought he was fancy. So we would rent movies and then he would tape them. Well. I was a little kid, and they let me watch Bill Cosby himself because it wasn't racy.
No.
He wasn't like Eddie Murphy or something.
Not at all.
And I memorized the bits. And so it was a family function, and I just sat down, and my cousin was much older than I was. He was getting married to this girl. And I grabbed her arm, and I'm like six, maybe seven, and I'm just doing the whole fucking delivery. I'm nailing it. She's hysterical. My mother's hysterical. My father's hysterical. And I was like, there's something to this. So I had this affinity for Bill Cosby because the original material that I ever used on anyone, I stole from him.
Yeah.
I was a joke thief at the tender age of seven or six. Carlos Mencia. I was Carlos Mencia at seven. I'll steal your jokes, man.
Yeah.
I was that guy.
Oh, God.
So now he is the most prolific rapist of the 20th century.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
What a fucking idiot.
Really?
Yes. Come here. I'll give you some. I got a drink for you.
So, is he guilty? You think he did it?
Oh, yeah. I think he did.
I don't think 800 people come out of the fucking woodwork unless where there's smoke, there's
fire. I'm sorry. No. When that many people start coming out.
And this is something that I thought was very interesting. Do you know the name of that woman who they refer to as one of the first supermodels? Janet Dixon. Janet Dixon. That's her name, right? Our members are getting better. We're getting there. Without pausing, we knew that one. So Janet Dixon is on the Howard Stern show in like 05.
Yeah.
Or maybe 03. Artie Lang was still there.
Yeah.
And they were talking. And you know how Stern can really pull information out of people? You can just feel comfortable
with them.
And like they say things they shouldn't fucking say. Well, Janet Dixon's fucking crazy. And she's on mountains of fucking painkillers. She had a lot of face works and surgeries. She's fucking hardcore. Yeah, I respect her, but she's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm here to tell you, there's something wrong with that Bill Cosby guy. He's dark. There's a dark energy around him. And she and Howard's like, what did he do to you? And she wouldn't say it, but it was alluded back then. That he kind of drugged her and fucked her. Like, it was alluded to. Like, she didn't really say it.
Yeah, she didn't say it.
But that, like, shook me when I heard it. And I was like, well, that's heavy. Because why the fuck would somebody make that up? You know what I mean? Like, that's heavy. Like, he stole my money. Okay.
Yeah.
He cheated on me. Okay. The guy drugged me and fucked me. That's a heavy fucking thing, man.
Yeah, that's a big...
You don't just make it up.
Yeah, that's...
And then as systematically these people started to come out more and more... I heard this bizarre joke.
Mm-hmm.
I like the joke. I'm going to tell it to you. It's fucked up. Hugh Hefner died.
Yeah.
And magically, all of the creepy bastards in Hollywood were all exposed. As if Hugh Hefner being alive protected them all with a veil of secrecy. Like he's the scummiest of the scummy. And as long as he's on the earth, we're all protected. And now he's gone and all
everybody
the sexual
comes out.
Falling out of the sky. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Maybe he had something in his will. Here's paper. Send it to everybody.
He was to the point, even the last 10 years of his life, where he was just like a creepy old man who was like dropping food on his face and stuff. Like he wasn't cognizant. He didn't have. He was sad. That's. I don't want to live that long.
No.
I don't want to live long enough where I can't wipe my ass.
No.
Stuff.
That's like my grandmother. I didn't. You know, she was. She lived till she was 90.
I don't need that.
No.
I'm 42. If I get to see Star Wars, Han Solo, and the next episode, I'm good.
Yeah.
The Eagles won. I don't know if you're
yes,
a football fan.
I watched it.
I've been a pretty tremendous Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we were kids, you were a Sixers fan, and I didn't get it. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck the Sixers.
Yeah.
But I was an Eagles fan. So the fact that they won, if you look over on that wall over there, I got the fucking headline.
It's yes, fucking I know.
In a frame.
I totally forgot to get that.
Yeah,
I was like, get that. Fuck.
No, I ordered it online.
You can order it online.
Dude,
okay.
For money, they'll fucking do anything.
Anything, yeah, true.
Fucking, you got enough money? I'll get you a white kid by noon if you want fucking money. A white baby. Which is hard to come by. No. But if you got enough money.
WhiteBaby.com
or it's fucking MauriPovichBabyDadMedia.com, which, by the way, is a joke. Don't get fucking offended. I love Maury
Jesus
Povich.
Jesus Christ. You are not the father.
He is a character in our fucking TV dad's wrestling podcast universe.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, the point is the Eagles won.
Mm-hmm. Good for the Eagles.
I have a third wife. She's awesome. I have a nice house. I get to drive a Cadillac, which I love. Somebody hit the fucking door, but that's fine. Yeah. It gets fixed tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The bottom line is, if I was to die next year,
you're fine.
I'm good.
You'll live.
I mean, no.
You won't live.
I'm good.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I've
good.
Had a good time, and I don't know. It's that whole, like, getting too old thing is like a creepy fucking specter hanging over our minds.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Like, so Bill Cosby, that's the question. What do you think of Bill Cosby, man?
You know, he was a great comedian, but when you start hearing all this shit going on, it's like, you're fucking kidding me. And then more people came out. I was like, what a fucking idiot.
I have another Cosby story for you that you've never heard.
Oh.
Which is fucking, this is to show you how he could have been this kind of person. Okay.
Really? Okay.
This is just a story. There's proof. He came to perform at some casino. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He was like at the height of his power. He goes, he was going to do stand-up comedian. He orders his dinner. He made the staff stand around him, lined up against the wall, the cook, the maid, at the casino, and watch him eat. And they weren't allowed to talk to him.
Holy shit.
What does that tell you about his psyche, in your opinion?
That he needs, I don't know.
He thinks he's a king.
Oh,
like in his mind, he's
wanted
above
king.
You.
Yeah.
So if he wants to fuck you, he will drug you and he will fuck you and you're just going to deal with it. And this is the kind of stuff that makes your kids die before you. Like, I believe I'm not religious in any capacity. I'm spiritual, not overly spiritual. I don't believe in auras so much. I don't really believe in astrology or anything of that nature.
Yeah.
But I do believe in energy. Because this whole fucking thing that we're on, this rock floating through space, is all energy. Everything's energy.
Oh, yeah.
If you put enough negative energy into the world, it will come home to get you.
Yeah, and it'll bite you in the ass.
And when his son got murdered, I remember thinking, something's not right there. Because why would that kid get murdered for no fucking reason on the side of the road, out of all people, right?
Yeah.
Something. And now his daughter's dead. She just died. Now, I don't know the circumstances. I would assume it's like an overdose or something. She's very young, 42 years old.
Yeah, 42 years old.
But what do you think, man? Interject. You're nodding your head. Remember, this is a microphone. They can't.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of shaking my head like, okay, well. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he has some... I mean, just doing this, yeah, he wants to be like a king, it sounds like. You know?
So that doesn't sit well with me. I'm not really...
No, it doesn't sit well.
I don't like that so much. But hey, what are you going to do? I'm glad it didn't happen to me or affect my life in any capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's creepy. If you're those women, that's a really traumatic fucking thing to go through. Like, to have your, like... To be violated in that capacity. To have, like, drugged. And you wake up and you're naked. And he's like... Dude, I heard he would do this. He'd be like, clap. Oh, daddy said wake up.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out.
See, yeah, I didn't really go into, like, diving into it. I just heard, and then it started getting worse and worse, that more people were coming out. And I was just like, great, we got a nutcase here.
He's just a sick man.
Yeah.
He's going to die. He's old, and he's like, blind at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think he can be prosecuted sincerely. They tried it. They tried to prosecute him on the one that didn't have the statute of limitations, and it's just, I don't know, man. It's a sad, tragic state of affairs that it was, like, allowed to go on that long.
Yeah.
When you have enough fucking money, you can pretty much do anything in this world.
Exactly.
OJ killed some people.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Yes.
He's playing golf somewhere right now.
Yeah.
No, right now.
I thought he was poor, though, after he came out of prison.
Well, I like that. He's got more money than you do.
Yeah, he does.
No, that's the thing. And we're not poor. We live in nice fucking houses.
Yeah.
So the guy who has more money than us, he can't ever, like, accumulate a huge fortune again, he gets a healthy fucking pension from the NFL. I don't know if you
know.
Healthy pension. They can't legally touch that for the judgment. They're not allowed to go. That's his, like, retirement.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, when it breaks down in litigation, mm-hmm. that isn't on the table.
Okay.
So he lives well. Six figures a year at least.
Oh, yeah, at least. So,
he's doing okay. And I don't know, man. He's just playing golf and being groovy. And there was a great SNL sketch right when he was released for this last thing that he did. And the girl shows up, and she's from a different country, so she just had no idea who he is.
Yeah.
And they're, like, talking. The guy's playing OJ. And he's like, oh, what's your name? He's like, Orenthal. She's like, oh. And then people are like, hey, what's up, Juice? Yeah. And people are like, I hate you. And she's like, oh, should I Google you? He's like, no, baby, don't Google me. It's cool. Don't look me up. Let's just hang out and have a steak, you know.
Let's have a steak.
So, yeah, I guess my story didn't go over so well. The point is, on the fucking thing, is that he was trying to bang young chicks who didn't know who he was.
Yes, yes. Yeah, didn't, yeah, exactly.
And it was funny, goddammit.
No, that's funny. I didn't say it wasn't.
Are you a Saturday Night Live fan? Do you watch that show? Like, is it something you're into?
I catch it every so often. I mean, more for me, it's like the older ones.
That's interesting. So when you think of, in your opinion, right, in your mm-hmm. mind's eye, who was the best Saturday Night Live cast that you like the most?
Jim Belushi.
Interesting. But, yeah. When you were fucking two?
Yeah. he was still, well, no. Yeah, he was still around. I remember sleeping on the couch.
Wait, you mean John Belushi?
I mean, yeah, not Jim Belushi. John Belushi.
Jim was on it too.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not so good.
No, not so good. Not so good. But I saw the replays of, like, the older ones. I remember my mom.
Well, they used, were. Everybody was into it. Everybody.
Everybody.
Loved
yeah. But I'm saying my parents used to. When my dad would work night work, my mom's brothers and sisters, because they were all still younger and they were still living with my, you know, my grandfather, they would all come over to the house and hang at my mom's house.
Okay.
So there would be like six or seven of them there, and we'd be like, woo, you know.
Yeah, it was like.
And I remember a few times I would be falling asleep on the couch, and, you know, the samurai he did. I love that.
Hey, you want shirt done?
Hey! I just remember Eddie Murphy. So I was like seven or
Eddie
six
Murphy. Yeah.
Doing Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, and it killed me because I loved it, I should say, because Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was my reality. I would get up in the morning, my mom would be like, oh, turn on Channel 12 and watch Mr. Rogers. And she wanted me to watch wholesome shit in between the fucking Transformers killing everybody and fucking G.I. Joe. So I'm watching Mr. Rogers a lot as a kid. I liked Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And he would do Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. And me and my dad would hysterically laugh on the couch. Like, it was so fucking funny. And like, that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Robinson for me. So you remember The Samurai, my first real gut laugh. That I remember Saturday Night Live was I was a little older, was when fucking they did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. And then he was only on for like one season or two. Buckwheat.
Yeah.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
Yeah.
Shit. It was pretty fucking good.
I'm Buckwheat.
And they said he saved that fucking show.
Yeah, he did.
Because the original cast had all left. They're all huge movie stars at the time. Specifically then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aykroyd, fucking Blues Brothers in 1980. Like, they were a big deal. And then like 82, 83, somewhere around there. There you go. You got Eddie Murphy. He saves the whole fucking thing.
Show.
Billy Crystal was supposed to be on the original fucking in 75. Did you know that?
No.
And they wanted to cut his bit. Here's what I got to stress to you. This, it sounds like bad management, because it does.
Yeah.
But in 75, they didn't know if Saturday Night Live would be a hit or not. It was a discussion of a show that would be on. And his manager was like, well, we're not cutting the fucking bit. Because he had been on Soap. Remember that show?
Yeah, I remember
he
Soap.
He was kind of somebody.
Yeah.
And the show wasn't somebody's. They were all fucking nobodies. And they were like, listen, he's kind of somebody. Put him on your fucking show and it'll be fine. Like, we're going to cut his bit. So he said, fuck you, no. But then he got on in the 80s, and that's like the Sammy Davis Jr. and all those impressions. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What's your opinion of Billy Crystal? When you think of Billy Crystal?
Yeah. I like him. I like everything he's done. Like,
So you're a big
you're
city
marvelous. You know?
A big City Slickers 2 guy?
You said
everything.
Princess, well, yeah, but
Princess
Bride, yeah.
Is that because we were little? Is that why?
No, I just love that movie.
I don't think it's that good of a movie.
The
Dread Pirate Roberts, though, that was pretty funny. You know, I hated that chick even then. She was the one who married Spicoli from fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What's his name? You don't even know.
We are so fucking old.
I can see his face in my mind. So Spicoli from, you know, fuck it. I'm going to Google while we're on the thing.
Yeah, fuck it. Just Google.
Voice Google.
Yes.
Spicoli, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And here we go.
And who was it? Sean Penn.
There you go, Sean Penn.
The fucking worst. Remember Damone? The Damone character? Hey, I'm Damone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Selling the fucking tickets in the movie? Damone's the best.
The other thing that I love from Saturday Night Live. What? We had two wild and crazy guys.
We discussed him briefly on a previous podcast.
Yeah.
He was a comedian. Big fucking deal.
Yes, he was.
Like, what was his name?
Steve Martin.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. I blanked. That's why I asked you what his fucking name was. Or I would have just said it.
Yeah, no.
But Steve Martin, like, we discussed that movie, The Jerk.
Yeah.
I just to this day, I adore that movie. He was a big deal, man. Like, he was the biggest comedian in the world at that time.
Yeah.
Playing tremendous venues. Yeah. He's an odd bird. I read he has a couple of books.
Yeah.
But I read the one about, like, his childhood and how he got into comedy and all that. It's interesting. It's introspective. He's a smart guy. A little too... Let me think of that word. You have no idea what the word is. This is bad, Bob.
Like, yeah.
Robot, I have a bad memory, and I didn't used to. I remember what happened to me, too. Like, I was one kind of way, and then something happened in my life, and then my memory just got to get swish cheesy.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, it's pretty fucking normal.
No, it is. It's really normal. Like, there's times that I will walk into a room and be like, okay, I need to get the vacuum cleaner to clean up this one mess, you know? And I go into the room, and it's sitting in the corner, and I go, I don't see it. Where the hell is it? And I walk around the whole entire fucking house, and then I go, wait, it was in the corner of the room.
There's that skit that was on Saturday Night Live probably last year where they were doing Alexa, that thing you talked about.
Yeah, for that? the older people.
And she's like, Alexandra! Where's the phone? And it's like, look in your right hand. She's like, oh! I don't know about that.
Alexa, what are those kids doing out there?
They don't say Alexa. They make up any name. Andre.
Alicia.
Those kids are playing. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
What do you think about her, that black lady that's on Saturday Night Live, whose name I have no fucking idea? Leslie Jones.
She's pretty good.
She's older than us. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And she just broke like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like she fucking hammered.
Well, that's like Morgan Freeman. He didn't get his start until he was like, what, 41?
Do you remember the first time you saw Morgan Freeman on screen? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
What
the hell's that movie? Goddamn my old age.
Who did he play in the movie?
He played, whatchamacallit? He played in a prison.
That's the first time you saw him? Goddamn, really? That's the 90s.
Yeah, I did.
No.
What was it?
Pimp in the 70s in a movie with the fucking guy from Superman in the 70s. What was his fucking name? The guy who died.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Him and Christopher Reeve in a movie. And he's a fucking pimp. And he's the scariest fucking pimp.
Oh my God,
world.
I gotta find out that movie.
Yes. You know what? We're gonna pause this motherfucker. I'm looking it up. We're gonna tell him there. Hold on.
All right.
Welcome back to Vex on Vex. Thank you so much for holding. Not that it was a hold for you. We paused the fucking thing.
Yeah.
So in reality, it goes, hold on. And I'm like, welcome back. And it's like 1 second. But in our lives, that was like 3 minutes. All right. In 1987, there's a film called Street Smart. Now, this is way after the Superman films, by the way.
Like, Chris Reeve
is no longer Superman at this point. So, Street Smart is a 1987 American thriller/drama directed by Jerry Schatzenberg and starring Christopher Reeve, Morgan Freeman, and Kathy Baker. It was shot in New York City and Quebec. Now, here's the whole kicker. Plot. Magazine reporter Jonathan Fisher, Christopher Reeve, in danger of losing his job, promises to write a hard-hitting story on prostitution. When no one on the street will talk to him, he fabricates a story of a pimp that's so well-perceived, it puts his career back on track. However, the police and district attorney think the story is of a real pimp who is wanted for murder and starts pressuring him to reveal the identity of his source. Fast Black, played by Morgan Freeman, a fucking pimp. They didn't say fucking. It just says a pimp.
Yeah.
And police suspect also believes that the story is about him and wants to know who betrayed him to Jonathan. Dun, dun, dun.
Dang.
And hijinks ensue. And so 87, the movie comes out. I was 11.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck I saw it, but Morgan Freeman scared the bejesus out of me. I was like, oh my God, he's so scary. Dude, as a black pimp screaming at you holding a knife, he was some scary fucking shit. And then we see him in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And you're like, I love Morgan Freeman. But before that, he's in that fucking movie. Fuck. All right, this is so bad. Glory. He's in a movie called Glory. And that's his breakout moment. Matthew Broderick plays the fucking... The lieutenant or the captain.
Yeah, wasn't that like Civil War or something?
Exactly what it was.
Okay, it was Civil War.
About the first black soldiers to ever help the Union.
Yeah.
In reference to the whole fucking, you know, South fighting and blah, blah, blah. So the point is, yeah, that's his, like, breakout. That's, like, 89. Two full years before that, he's in this fucking movie, which wasn't a good fucking movie, but he's scary.
He is. Okay.
Yeah. And then in the 90s, he gets Shawshank, and then he's, like, fucking Morgan Freeman. He's like, oh, we love Morgan Freeman. That's right.
Yeah,
rad.
Everybody.
But Red killed a bunch of fucking people. He even says to the ad that he's like, I'm the only guilty man in Shawshank. That everything in your head for the rest of your life is fucking narrated by Morgan Freeman. Can you do the voice? I can't do the voice.
As I clear my throat.
I'm
Morgan Freeman.
That's pretty good.
I would like to tell you about a story that my mother once told me.
He's like, we like to say that Marty got away. No, Andy Dufresne got away from the sisters. I would like to tell you that. But indeed, the sisters fucked Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'd show up with penis marks on his face. And that's a Stephen King fucking story.
Yeah.
That guy's a prolific writer.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on him on, I don't know, fucking A&E or some shit, that like when he really, really broke in the 80s and I guess late 70s and he was making real money, crazy stalkers were showing up at his house, and that's what he wrote that fucking movie about, Misery.
No shit.
I mean, Misery obviously didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it freaked him out.
It freaked him out, so it made him write something like that.
Most definitely. Do you have a favorite author? Do you like reading specific stuff?
Not really. I don't read.
Let me tell you something. It's fucked up you say that. So I'm compiling a book, right?
Yeah.
Which I talk about all the time in this fucking podcast, but we're writing it. And you're in it, as we discussed previously.
Yes, yes.
Our guitar player, King Sam, is prominently featured. So when I'm writing a thing that happened in 1994, mm-hmm, and it's funny, I'll text him about it. So today he wrote, we were talking, and he was like, via text, because we don't have to fucking talk on the phone. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Men text, goddammit. So we're texting, and he was like, I hope you make it an audiobook so I can fucking eventually, yeah, quote unquote, read this book. And I was like, what do you mean? He doesn't read. Nobody reads. I'm writing a book that no one's going to read, man. But you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to use these microphones. I'm going to record the fucking book. Chapter 1. There Vex was born.
Chapter.
That's what I'm saying.
Get Morgan Freeman.
Fuck that. I will embellish my own story. You know where I got this from? So did you ever read you don't read. Paul Stanley put a book out called Face the Music. Paul Stanley is the vocalist.
I've heard the name of the book. Yeah.
Great book. I love it. It's a great read. All four members of Kiss at this point have put out their official book. Gene Simmons has like 5 books because he likes fucking money. But
yeah,
he puts them out. Everybody put a book out. And the Paul one, he reads it. He sat down and he read the whole fucking book.
Yeah.
Disc 1, disc 2,
oh,
disc
you should
3.
See some of the bulk audio books that are out there, like 9, 12 hours, 15 hours long.
That's
it's
interesting.
Crazy.
No, so I'm going to make my own audio companion. So it'll come out digitally and in fucking
print. Oh, Bob.
Then you'll listen. Yeah. Then you'll fucking. You're like,
no, I'll still buy the physical book because I want an autograph. I'm going to be like, you better sign this motherfucker.
Dude, at this
$25 more.
$25. Dude. If you look at me for autograph, like 30 years we're knowing each other.
I know.
I think,
I'm teasing.
I think 89 we became really. Is it 88 or 89? I don't know. I'm thinking 89 was when we became friends. So it's only 2018.
Yeah.
So we have 29 years under our belts.
Yeah.
And they're not all together either because you vanished for long periods of time, as
yeah.
did I.
Yeah.
As did I, growing up and doing all this stuff. But we've reconnected on the Vex and Vex podcast.
Boom.
But.
Yeah, that's like, I mean. There's, you know, I can't read. I'm a comic book reader.
But you'll read the comic book, though.
Yeah.
So you don't mind reading, per se.
No. I just thought, you know, Julie's a reader. Did you see her office?
Yeah, I did.
She has over, like, 1,500 books.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then on her iPad, not her iPad, but on her
Kindle,
she has another, like, 2,000 or 3,000.
What are your opinions of the Kindle as a concept? What do you think of it?
I think it's genius.
Do you really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you can store so many on the cloud, and they're so tiny little files. And the one thing that I've noticed with books is they start to break down
eventually.
And her office is constantly dusty
because of the
books.
No, she smokes like a fucking chimney.
Yeah, that
maybe
too.
That has something
and
to do
a
with
dog.
No, that dog. Yeah. Right. You have a nice dog. What's your dog's name?
Vader.
Oh, great name. How
Kai named him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How old is Vader?
Vader's 4, 5.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a black lab, but I think he has some Jack Russell in him.
He's such a nice dog.
Yeah.
Did you guys send him for training?
No, he's just spontaneously like.
No, but like if you say lay down, he lays down.
Oh yeah, yeah. If I tell him I snap my fingers, he knows I'm like the alpha male. So
alpha male.
Yeah, I said that to Kai. I said, Kai, you gotta like train him that you're an alpha male. I said you don't even let him lick your face. And then you're not showing your dominance.
Oh, see, that's... I had a fucking... So my second wife, she never had pets or anything. And then we got together, and I... How do I say this? I allowed her to get one dog.
Yeah.
We got a greyhound. And he was a nice fucking dog. And he was already housebroken. There was no drama. Somebody had had him and returned him because there was an issue. Like, he snapped at someone or some shit.
Yeah.
Really nice. His name was Frankenstein. So she's like, Frankenstein needs somebody to play with. So like, I'm a dummy, right? So I'm like, okay. So we get another fucking greyhound, right? So now we're in a row home, which, you know, was a decent size. It was three-bedroom row home. It was decent size. But we had fucking two giant greyhounds in this row home with us, right?
Yeah.
And that went on and that went on. And then, dude, somehow she snuck another one in there. I don't even know how that fucking happened. And, like, you say, like, alpha male and shit. Dude, I don't know. They did whatever the fuck they wanted. I mean, they weren't, like, pissing all over the house or anything. Sometimes, actually, which sucks.
But, oh, no. Vader's great at that. He doesn't. He lets you know. He's like, he gets all spazzy. Let me outside. Okay. You know, you just say wee-wees, and he runs right to the patio.
You got a nice yard set up for him, though, too. It's pretty
decent. It's a huge U.
Do you cut it?
No. We actually pay somebody to do it.
No. How much do you pay?
One of the neighbors. He does it every, like, week. $35 or 30.
A week or bi-weekly?
No, it's like bi-weekly.
Yeah, that's about right.
He's done a lot of stuff for us because, I mean, there's some things I'm just not capable of trying.
Right, stop.
What?
Capable's not the fucking word. You got
I don't
arms.
Have the knowledge.
Well, what? I can help you. What the fuck are we talking about here? Like, you should cut your own grass, by the way.
No, allergies.
Oh.
I'm really bad, and so is Jules.
That's not your fault, then. That's not a thing. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can understand.
My
that.
Eyes literally... The one time that we did buy like a $400 lawnmower, and Joy's like, okay, go ahead. You go do the front and the back. My eyes literally closed on themselves.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How'd you find out you were allergic?
After cutting it.
Ah.
Yeah. No, I tell you the truth. No, when I was a kid, I couldn't. I had ragweed was a big issue with me as a kid. Like when my mom used to take us to the Phillies, we would walk through this field. I had to literally throw my shirt over my face.
So it didn't rub on you.
Yeah, and have somebody like basically guide me like I was blind.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've always had issues with it.
You know, the chemical changes every 7 years. That's real. Have you ever read about that before?
No.
All the cells in the body that you're in divide.
Mm-hmm.
And by 7 years, you're a completely different human being than you were the 7 years previously. So, last summer, mathematically... For me, a seventh of 42, it's divisible by 7.
Yeah.
I fucking, all of a sudden, I'm allergic to mosquito bites.
Oh, shit.
I was never allergic to mosquito bites. Ever. Like, and we got a pool, right?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes like fucking being around the pool.
Yeah, like the more.
And I started getting bit. I got bit on my face. The fucking thing swelled up. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm allergic to mosquito bites out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So one day you might wake up and not be allergic anymore. That's a thing.
It's been with me all my
life. I'm just saying.
No, I know. My eyes closed up and I couldn't do it. So then Julie tried to do it because she didn't mind. And she was like, I'll do it. And I was like, no, I don't want you doing it. I was like, we get somebody to do it. And she did it and she had the same reaction. Her eyes like got all like puffy.
Why wouldn't you just concrete everything?
I said that, and she said, go move back to Philly.
And that's the thing, you're Philly.
Yeah.
I'm Philly.
I said concrete.
Like, we just concrete the yard, motherfucker. And if you look out here, I got land now, too. And, dude, I have, like, an armada of mowers. I have, like, a lot of fucking
I know.
Mowers.
I've seen pictures of them.
Well, we can go play in the garage if you want.
No, that's okay. No.
You're
no.
Like, I don't want to actually see your equipment. But I have, like, an armada of mowers. And I take a weird pride in cutting my own lawn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like my thing. I was like, I do this shit. And like, I have guys. I just like cut my shit because it wants one more lawn at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I own two landscaping companies.
Nah, the one neighbor, he doesn't mind doing it. He does like six other people's yards.
But it's good money for him. It's a sit-down mower?
No, it's actually a stand.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he likes the stand.
Is that what he does for a living? Or
no,
just...
he works for a chemical factory. And the way his work is like weird. He like... He'll be on day shift for 4 days and then all of a sudden night shift.
So
you know?
Time.
Yeah, so he does it on the weekends because he's off on the weekends.
That's good.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, he doesn't – I don't mind him doing
does
it.
Does he bag it or just dump it?
No, he doesn't bag it. He dumps it right back on the floor.
Fuck that.
Why?
No, you're going to do it to it right. God damn it. I disagree. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
$30, he should bag that shit.
$30, that's not that bad. You know, I don't mind. And sometimes he doesn't get to everybody's for like 3 weeks. So, yeah, or maybe four, you know. I mean, at one time there was 4 weeks and it was getting long. But, I mean, yeah, Julie doesn't want me doing the lawn. You know, this summer I get to do a deck. I got to redo the deck floor.
Wow, explain that.
Well, we've had that deck since we bought the house, and that's 12 years. Ooh,
as you go on to my microphone.
I'm sorry. I just came.
So 12 years.
12 years.
Well, when you say redo it, are you just going to like sand it down and paint it?
No. It's water rot. You walk on it, there's boards that are actually like starting to give.
That does happen.
And there's chunks coming
out. So what are you going to do? You're going to rebuild
it? We're just going to redo the whole thing.
Well,
we're
is
ripping
it
the
we
top.
We or you?
Yeah, me and another dude. It's Julie's cousin's boyfriend, because he does. Yeah,
oh, he's a deck guy.
Yeah, he's not a deck guy, but he knows how to do that stuff. And I'm basically what I want to do is I'm just taking the planks out and just gonna take the full form, the full piece, and then just mark it and then recut it. Yeah.
So the frame's gonna stand.
Yeah, the frame's gonna stand. I'm gonna look at the frame and we're gonna see if it needs any like restructuring or anything, just to beef it up a little or whatnot. But I mean, The floor needs to be done because...
Isn't that the bitch? This is home ownership. They don't tell you this shit when you're a little kid.
No,
right?
They don't.
And then you're like, oh, well, you got to rebuild your deck in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like my deck out there, I got to fucking coat that this summer. I don't want to fucking coat that fucking deck.
And same with fences.
And I'm thinking, I got a plastic fence.
Oh, see, you're lucky.
I'll tell you this, though. We want to extend our fence. There's all this land on the other side of
the
house.
Yeah, I know. I parked over there.
We're going to like fence all the way down. So when the kid goes out to play, he'll have the whole... It'd be nice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we'll be definitely
nice. And we were talking about maybe an in-ground pool. I don't fucking know. But then he's going to grow up and then have an in-ground pool for no fucking reason. Because he's not going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know I mean? And this is fine. He's fucking 7. Anyway, that's over an hour. Oh,
yeah.
I'm breaking the microphone.
Oops.
Everybody there?
Yeah, we're there.
Thank you so much, Robot.
No, not a problem.
So this has been the Vex on Vex podcast, along with Robot.
Have a good one, everybody.
Telling you to stay frosty.